It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down in New York City. This is the beginning of the show. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is Wednesday. It is officially the start of the 2025 NFL league year. That means these trades, these signings, the free agency, the moves, the cuts, they're all official. Congratulations. It's a new day in the NFL, and we got a lot to talk about. Of course, last night as we were here on the air, the Buffalo Bills added Joey Bosa. Good luck to him being healthy. DeAndre Hopkins was added to the Baltimore Ravens. And then how about this? We even got a report about an hour ago that Russell Wilson is going to Cleveland to meet with the Browns. And then he's going to New York to visit with the Giants. Okay, Russell Wilson. So what does this mean for Aaron Rodgers? We will go ahead and figure it out. We got more names that are moving all over the place. DeMarcus Lawrence he's moving on. He's now a member of the Seahawks. Is he going to be healthy enough to even play for the Seattle Seahawks? So, well, we'll find out. And, of course, it is Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today will be no different. 2 hours from now, we're going to take a look at some of the biggest crybabies in sports. Yeah, there's a lot of crybabies. And let me just say, they are not all on the field of play. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on the internet. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, that's right. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Now that I think about it, at some point I got to look on the calendar. The JR Sport Brief should have turned, I don't know, like 16 at some point around here. I don't know if it passed, if it's coming soon, but it's somewhere around here. Damn it, maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. I'll go ahead and look that up. And now it's been about, I don't know, 5 years since I've been here on the Infinity Sports Network. Time flies when you're having fun, at least. That's what they tell you. Speaking about fun, let's talk to a fun guy. His name is not Kawhi Leonard. It's super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how are you, man? You good?
I am good for now.
Uh-oh. What's the problem? What's the problem? Come on.
Well, you're talking about crybabies in sports and that it's not all just athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I'm not on the list. I'm a little nervous.
Why the hell would you be on the top six list for being a crybaby? You a crybaby? You think you are?
I like to think not, but I don't know how you see it.
I don't hear Ryan Hickey and think crybaby.
So you're saying I'm safe? I'm good.
Yeah, you ain't on.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Not on the list.
Wipe the sweat off. I'm good to go. Let's have a good show then. Let's go.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of Russell Wilson taking meetings with the Browns and the Giants, how pathetic that is. Darius Slay, he's going to the place where Russell Wilson doesn't appear to be going. Darius Slay is on his way to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good for him. Don't have to move too far. Evan Ingram is on his way to the Broncos. I still can't believe at one point in time this man was a Pro Bowler. And those are just a few of the moves that have taken place. And then also, Cooper Kupp has been given the boot by the Los Angeles Rams. They bring in Devontae Adams. They look at Cooper Kupp. They tell him, hey, man, you can never stay healthy. And so go take a hike. Go find a job somewhere else. Thank you for the Super Bowl. And so we got a lot to discuss. And we'll get to this as well. The 49ers, stripped down to the studs, have they been stripped down so much that they need or should move Christian McCaffrey? Brock Purdy still doesn't have a gig. He doesn't have a contract. He doesn't have a contract. He certainly has a gig. We don't know how much money he's making. We know the 49ers look like they're doing a little bit of a reset. Should they do a full reset with Christian McCaffrey? We'll get into that next hour. There's just a lot to do. And as I mentioned, the top six list of cry babies. Anyway, to continue on or to open things up, I want to just put a nice bow. I want to put a stamp on a lot of the conversations that we were having last night as it relates to this upcoming season, you know, in September, October, November, December, January, February. We got quite a few callers who, before the league year even got started, they were concerned about their teams. And these weren't bum teams that nobody cares about. These are good teams. People looking and worried about the Washington Commanders. This team was one step away from going to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. And we had a guy who called up, and he's just like, oh, my God, JR, we got Laremy Tunsil now. Yeah, now we're right there, directly behind the Philadelphia Eagles. It's just like, well, that's where you were already, and you got smashed, okay? Don't make it such a big deal that you got Tunsil. Probably having a smoke somewhere right now with that gas mask that he made famous, okay? We had Eagles fans call up. They're like, oh, my God, we don't have C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We traded him to Houston. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? I'm like, man, but you got a rookie quarterback who just, or excuse me, two rookie cornerbacks who just helped you win a Super Bowl. I'm going to think that they're going to get better and that in time you are not going to think about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And that's just in the NFC. And then you take a look at the AFC. And before we got out of here yesterday, somebody called up from Buffalo. It's just like, oh, what do? We got Joey Bosa now. Oh, what's the big deal? And we had a caller who called from Houston, Texas. He was originally from Baltimore. He said, yo, we got DeAndre Hopkins. And what are we doing here? Yeah, everybody is worried and concerned about their team. Even the team that just won the Super Bowl. People are like, oh, man, we're too naked. There's no such thing as being too naked. Never. Hickey, right? Am I right about that?
You are very right about that for sure.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
You got Eagles fans even complaining. A team will be fine. But there are two teams in the AFC that are in the same spot. And there's nothing that's going to change them being in a different spot on March 12th, the start of the league year. That is the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens. Like, give me a break. I gotta be wholly honest, unless something disastrous happens in training camp, unless something catastrophic takes place in the offseason, I don't know, I'm not wishing this on anybody, like yesterday, for instance, or maybe 2 days ago, I don't know when it happened or when it happened, Tiger Woods, who's basically golf ancient at this point in time, this man is training in his house for the Masters, and he blew out his Achilles. Come on. And I get it. Tiger Woods is golf old. What, he got to be 49 years old now at this point in time. Unless we get a catastrophe like that with the Buffalo Bills or the Ravens, I'm not concerned. I don't care. Because every single year, every single season, it's the same song and dance with both of these teams. You know, less catastrophic than, I don't know, tearing an Achilles. I don't know. There was some guy in baseball. I don't remember who it was. Somebody sliced their hand cutting up an apple. Jeff Kent told everybody that he hurt himself washing his motorcycle. I'll never forget. Glenn Allen Hill had a nightmare about spiders and got hurt falling into a glass table. And so, yeah, there are a variety of injuries. But unless something stupid happens like that, wake me up in January, okay? The Buffalo Bills added Joey Bosa. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Is he younger than Von Miller? Yes. Von Miller now gone from the Buffalo Bills. Did Von Miller serve his purpose? No. Von Miller had legal issues. Von Miller was hurt. And Joey Bosa, well, he is the king of being hurt. Joey Bosa is 29 years old. He's played the entirety of his career in Southern California. And now he's going to go to Western New York? Does he know what lake effect snow is? He's originally from Orlando, Florida. How is he going to hold up? He's going to be the first dude standing next to a heater in January when it's his job to go out there onto the field and, I don't know, chase after Lamar Jackson in the divisional round of the playoffs or the AFC championship if the Chiefs don't get there. Like Joey Bosa just needs to stay healthy. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. How he was a Pro Bowler this past season, I have no idea. Last year, the man only started 9 games. Okay? Guy had 5 sacks. He signed him to a 1-year, $12 million contract. Good luck. Somebody who knows a little bit of something about knocking the living hell out of a quarterback, it's J.J. Watt. And J.J. Watt was on the Pat McAfee show. And I don't know if J.J. Watt has, I don't know what you call body telepathy. I don't know if he's living vicariously or physically through Joey Bosa. But J.J. Watt says Joey Bosa is not cooked.
I believe he is still very effective as a situational pass rusher. I think that he probably prefers some of those less snaps as well. Just as the body goes, you want to still rush the passer at a high level, but not have to, you know, do some of those grinder things down there in a 6 technique. So still plenty left for him.
Oh, I feel like a genius. I didn't know what the hell he said until today. I said this last night, man, they're going to treat Joey Bosa with kid gloves. This man's job is going to be strictly go get the quarterback. That's it. If you got to get a running back in the backfield, you go ahead and do that. But we don't need you out here for 3 downs, man. Just get to the quarterback. You know, can you give us 8 to 10 sacks? I think that would be a success for Joey Bosa. Can you play in all 17 games? Oh, you're going to miss a game with a hamstring issue? Oh, yeah, well, we expect that. You're Joey Bosa. You're going to get cold and freeze? Yeah, we expect that. You're Joey Bosa. And by the way, I'm not mad at the Buffalo Bills for making this deal because it's an inexpensive deal. $12 million. Trey Hendrickson would have demanded, what, 30 or 35? Is he going to get that? He's on the other side of 30, but this guy, Trey Hendrickson, he had 17 and a half sacks the past 2 seasons. The Buffalo Bills picking up Joey Bosa, it's a good bargain. They got him on a discount. And he's like that animal that you bring home to your kids. I don't know, a dog, a cat. You gotta teach your kids. It's a pet. It's fragile. You can't grab the cat. You can't hug the dog. You gotta be gentle. You can hug it, but you can't choke it. You can't squeeze it. It has bones and organs. You gotta take it easy. Joey Bosa ain't nothing but a wounded animal that they picked up from Southern California. They got to treat him appropriately. I like the move for the Buffalo Bills. Until he gets hurt, hopefully he doesn't. They are not going to run that man into the ground at all. I wouldn't be surprised if they told him, hey, man, sit down a little while in training camp. They need Joey Bosa to chase after Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And they don't need him doing that in September or October. They need him to do that in January. And speaking of the Baltimore Ravens, might as well be the twin damn brother of the Buffalo Bills. These two teams, Hickey, the callers actually kill me. Because when we get into the season, I feel like every other week, the fans in Buffalo are tearing down the fans in Baltimore. The fans in Baltimore are taking a crap on the fans in Buffalo. And I'm just like, y'all are both coming up in second place every year. Why are y'all beefing about second place? It kills me.
There is a lot of pride in being what you would call the first loser.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to fight for the right to lose to the Chiefs in the AFC title game? It's going to be us this year.
Yeah, I love it. It's like my quarterback is better. Oh, my quarterback's the MVP. Well, none of y'all are winning a Super Bowl. What are we fighting over? I don't know. Does that happen in people's households? Does that happen? I don't know. Like somebody fights to be the second favorite child? Does that even happen in a home?
I don't think so. No one's fighting for number 2.
Nobody wants to be number 2. No one wants to be 2. And somehow between the Ravens and the Buffalo Bills, their fans just love arguing over who's number 2. And ultimately, and we discussed this last night, DeAndre Hopkins is now a member of the Baltimore Ravens. Good for him. Hands are still good. Speed is probably not all that good. He's had to deal with hamstring and knee injuries the past several seasons, so I think it's a fair guess to say he ain't what he used to be. But for the Baltimore Ravens, at least he'll be connecting with his former Tennessee Titans teammate in Derrick Henry. Good for them, having crossed paths. And he's going to take some attention away, helping things out for Zay Flowers. He's a good option. He's a veteran option. Nobody's asking him to be a world changer or a game changer. This is not Jamar Chase. This is not Justin Jefferson ending up on the Vikings, or excuse me, the Ravens. This is a guy who's past his prime. He'll be 33 in the summer, but I think it's a good move. Matter of fact, let's listen to someone who is very familiar with all these wide receivers. It's Emory Hunt, who joins us here occasionally on the Infinity Sports Network. And he was on CBS Sports HQ, and he talked about the good and the bad, if there is any, about bringing in DeAndre Hopkins. Listen to this.
DeAndre Hopkins is a great receiver, future Hall of Famer, elite level hands. And when we talk about hands, I'm talking about someone that can literally catch anything thrown his way. Now, with that being said, I feel like Lamar Jackson always gets the after the guy was a pro. He had Michael Crabtree when he wasn't Michael Crabtree anymore. He had Dez Bryant when he wasn't Dez Bryant anymore. Let's hope what we saw from DeAndre Hopkins in the Super Bowl was an anomaly, and he still has a lot more left to give out there on the field. But for the positive side of things, what that does, it does give Baltimore a legitimate option at receiver to where folks have to focus on. You have to still account for DeAndre Hopkins, which opens things up for Zay Flowers, which opens things up for Rashad Bateman, and opens things up for those tight ends. So if Hopkins can be half of what he has been in his career, this is a net positive for Lamar Jackson and that Ravens passing game. But I just hope this is not a Julio Jones in Philadelphia situation.
Oh, my God. What a hard show that was. Julio Jones anywhere. Tennessee, I barely remember him playing at any of these places. Damn. Nobody wants that. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, Emory said it right. If he's half the player that he was, he'll still be a positive for the Baltimore Ravens. But for right now, and I know people are concerned about the Kansas City Chiefs and who Mahomes is going to throw the ball to and who's going to protect him, I get all of that. The Buffalo Bills and the Ravens are still number two. And so they prove otherwise. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So much to get into. Russell Wilson is out here taking meetings. What a sad, sad world. The guy has to go talk to the Browns. What a world. And the Giants. How pathetic. Aaron Rodgers is a free agent for the first time in his career. Cooper Kupp, he's a free agent too because the Rams just decided to give him the boot. You know, we'll talk about Cooper Kupp and Russell Wilson on the other side of the break. It is Wednesday. I'll share with you a new top six list in about an hour and 45 minutes. We'll take a look at some of the biggest crybabies in the world of sports right now. The top six crybabies in sports right now. Hey, we got a big game in the NBA. A potential finals preview. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Boston Celtics. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. We'll get into the 49ers and talk about the Bears and even Brett Favre. Yeah, he didn't get in trouble. No, he's not stealing from people. No, he's not suing anybody. But Brett Favre has advice for Aaron Rodgers. And no, it's not telling him to go to hell or anything like that. I'll tell you what he said. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk about Cooper Kupp and Russell Wilson on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we opened up the show. I wanted to put all the fans in Buffalo, all the fans in Baltimore at ease. Thinking about the signing of Joey Bosa, thinking about the signing of DeAndre Hopkins. Let them play through the season, okay? Like, aren't y'all tired of it? Like the 10-win, 11-win, 13-win, 14-win. Like, aren't you tired of it? Like, who cares about what happens in March? Let's see what they do in January. Let's see them get to January 1st. Not the 1st of January, but get to January before everybody just has a big hubbub. Anyway, there is a team that did have a successful season last year. Surprised the living hell out of me. I'm like, where's Aaron Donald at? Where's he at? Oh, he's sitting at home on the beach somewhere. Well, he's from Pittsburgh, so maybe he's not on the beach. Maybe at the lake or something. I don't know. But the Rams had a good year. Went to the playoffs. Looked like they were trying to come back to beat the Eagles. Did not happen. But with a 10-7 record, not too shabby. Bringing back Matthew Stafford. He gets a pay boost, but not breaking the bank. We still don't know exactly what that number is. We'll figure it out. But one guy who's not going to be a part of the Los Angeles Rams moving forward is Cooper Kupp. We have heard this for the better part, I want to say about 3 weeks to a month. When Cooper Kupp himself went online, he went on social media, and he did the reverse Myles Garrett. Cooper Kupp basically said, they don't want me anymore, I got to leave. Cooper Kupp basically said, they're going to cut me. And we heard the same thing from his head coach and Sean McVay about how much we love Cooper Kupp, but it's time to let things go from Cooper Kupp. And so today, Cooper Kupp officially was cut from the Los Angeles Rams. A man who helped them secure a Super Bowl 2 seasons ago against the Cincinnati Bengals and didn't just help them. He won Super Bowl MVP. Me, personally, I would have given it to Aaron Donald. I don't know how Cooper Kupp can live with himself. But either way, he has the award. He has the hardware. And now Cooper Kupp is going to be looking for a new job. He decided to post this officially a few hours ago. And, of course, there's a fancy one-minute video accompanying it. Cooper Kupp says, and Hickey, tell me how dramatic this might be. Okay, you ready for this?
Very.
8 years of incredible memories. We talked often about the Rams being back in Los Angeles and how we would grow to be something special here. And there was frustration early on about it getting the buy-in from the people of L.A. But we knew at the end of the day, it's about providing moments, shared experiences, the things that parents and their children will talk about and remember forever. This is what makes the ending of these last 8 years so difficult. It's the ending of something we have enjoyed building with you. Thank you for these shared moments. Thank you, LA, for welcoming my family with open arms and allowing us to grow here. The next chapter starts now. The best is yet to come. Hickey, is he want to write in Hollywood? Who wrote that for him? Like, what's this about?
I would agree. Someone probably wrote that. Someone who is an expertise in PR, but I like that. And I like a kind of heartfelt, like, because, like, you're almost breaking the fourth wall, I guess, in a way, of like, when you talk directly to the fans, because he is, like, you are still a part of the community. It's easy to be like, oh, he's athlete, he's fans, kind of, there's this wall here dividing us. I kind of like a heartfelt message that just, like, yeah, we had great moments, that's what we're here to do. You made our family feel welcome in the community. I think it was really nice.
I think it's funny that one of the first things he said is, hey, when we got here, we thought the fans sucked.
They're just brutal honesty. That's
it. Yeah. We're trying to figure out how the hell we're going to get people to show up here when they can just hang out at the beach at their friend's house or have a salad while sipping a smoothie. Now, that's what they do in L.A., right? How are we going to get them to watch the Rams? That's what he should have wrote all this crap about. What did he say? Frustration early on about getting the buy-in from the people of L.A. Okay, yeah, whatever. Anyway, yeah, they won a Super Bowl, so I guess that's good enough.
That helps. L.A. does like winners.
L.A. likes winners. And when they're an average-ass team again, that place will be empty and full of the opposing fans, of which it kind of always is anyway. I don't know. It's like if the Rams are hosting the 49ers, I'm expecting more red than I'm expecting blue and yellow. That's just brass tacks. But congratulations to Cooper Kupp. He says the best is yet to come. And a lot like Joey Bosa, a guy who played on the other L.A. team and was really healthy, Cooper Kupp ain't no different. Last year, dealing with more ankle issues. He only played in 12 games. Had 700 yards receiving to go along with 6 touchdowns. If he was able to stay healthy, he would exceed 1,000 yards and maybe even push that somewhere close to 10, possibly. But over the past several years, he needs new ankles. He does. And you just can't go buy new ankles at the hardware store. Cooper Kupp's legs are cooked. And as great of a route runner that he is, man, Hickey, you played wide receiver in high school. Did you ever have to do any of those agility and ladder drills and stuff like that?
I mean, a little bit, but we were not exactly, you know, a high school football factory here. We got all these workouts going on. So, like, a little bit, but nothing to the extreme.
Hickey, when you see some of these pros, their footwork, the wide receivers, the corners, when you see their footwork, I go, man, my brain and body is slow. I'm like, man, if I was 18 years old, I couldn't be able to go out there and do that stuff, man.
It's incredible, right? It just gives you an appreciation for how talented they are when you see their, like, you know, like those, like, blades that turn so fast that almost looks like they're, like, kind of frozen in time because you stick the three blades there, but it's, like, it's moving at the speed of light.
Talking about a fan?
That, well, like, I saw this video on social media recently of, like, a fan, or, like, a blade that's, like, a three blade, whatever you want to call it. It's, like, spinning so fast, but it looks like the blade's almost kind of stuck because it's spinning so fast.
Okay.
like wheels, I guess, too, right? If you have, like, wheels that spin so fast, it does almost look like the wheels, like, stuck in place. No? Uh-oh. I'm describing this terribly. Anyway, the point I was trying to make was the feet move so fast, like, you're almost in amazement where it's, like, you blink and it's, like it's just a blur of how fast they're moving.
Here we go.
That's what I wanted to say.
This is something that most people would understand. Like, things that move fast. What's that idiot that always is running through the desert at Bugs Bunny? The Roadrunner, right? The Roadrunner?
Meep. Yeah.
Yeah, his feet start to move and he's gone, right?
Right.
What's another fast cartoon? Now, Speedy Gonzalez was fast.
Cars, they were fast. They drive fast.
Cars?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, the Disney movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, we did talk about this. That's right.
Yeah, it's for children. What's that guy? That's Lightning right. McQueen? Is that
Lightning
the right
McQueen.
Thing?
Lightning McQueen, yeah, okay. You know.
yeah, because you told me about it.
That's right. But one where the cars drive very fast.
Lightning McQueen doesn't sound like something from a children's movie, does it? Not to me.
Sounds like a McFlurry.
Sounds like something else. Fred Flintstone, he didn't move. I feel like every now and then Fred Flintstone would move fast than bare feet, I think.
He was moving.
Yeah, he's barefoot in his car. How about that? These NFL wide receivers, their feet are like lethal weapons. And so Cooper Kupp, with all these ankle injuries that he's suffered over the past few years, he's still got something left in the tank. You know, but he's going to be okay. And where's OK? Is he going to be on the Buffalo Bills? I don't know. Is he going to the Kansas City Chiefs? Is Cooper Kupp going to make his way to the Raiders? Do they even want him? They just gave DK Metcalf, you know, all of this money. But if you take a listen to someone who's in the know, Ian Rappaport, he says that there's going to be a lot of teams trying to bring in the busted ankles and Achilles of Cooper Kupp.
Should have a really strong market. I mean, you look at the receivers who are out there, there aren't a ton left. You still have Stephon Diggs. Of course, he's recovering from a torn ACL. Sounds like he's doing fine, but still something that happened during the season, so obviously some questions there. Cooper Kupp is an attractive option. I do expect him to land quickly.
Yeah, well, he's been cut for a few hours now. Not fast enough for me. Let's see where the hell he ends up. Nobody knows. He's going to be on a contender, right? No way Cooper Kupp going to one of these loser teams. I mean, last week somebody told me, like, hey, JR, watch out. Cooper Kupp is going to be on the Jacksonville Jaguars. What a downgrade that is. Okay. With a rookie head coach, he's going from one of the best head coaches to a rookie head coach. And I mean, him and Trevor Lawrence could share stories about him being injured, I guess. I don't know. If Cooper Kupp doesn't end up with a contender, that's going to be a shame. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we don't know where Cooper Kupp is going to end up. We don't know where Russell Wilson is going to end up. We don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up. We have no idea. And apparently earlier today it went viral that Shaquille O'Neal, who covers the NBA, he doesn't even know where, well, let's just say he's not in the know. I'll explain on the other side of the break. The phone number, if you want to call, is 855-212-4227.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. We certified gangsters. Not really, but that's the song. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, we just talked about a guy from L.A. Not from L.A. anymore because his team cut him. And Cooper Kupp, He's been given the boot from the Los Angeles Rams. We have no idea where Cooper Kupp is going to end up. I assume he's going to end up with a team that's competitive. Not the Ravens. They got DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know. You going to the Raiders? Catch passes from Geno Smith? Cooper Kupp is going to end up somewhere where he could win, okay? And maybe that's less desirable. I mean, everybody wants to win. Who wants to just be on a loser? But it's not like he's going to necessarily be out here chasing a title. This guy won a Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl MVP. How many people have that? He'll go somewhere where he can play, contribute, and win. And stay healthy, hopefully. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And then also, as we heard in the break and as I mentioned, Russell Wilson is a free man out here. He's a free agent. Obviously not wanted back by the Steelers. And this could be a move by Russell Wilson to put the kind of the screws to the Steelers to go, oh, you want Aaron Rodgers? Oh, well, you don't want me back? Well, watch me go flirt with somebody else. And I guess maybe Russell Wilson wants to take the approach of, if I go talk to a few other women in the room, then maybe the girl I used to date will be jealous. That's the approach that Russell Wilson has right now. Except I don't know if the ex wants him at all anymore, okay? Like, you got to go talk to the Browns. You got to go talk to the New York Giants. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course you got to wait for Aaron Rodgers and see what happens there. But are you moved that much? You going to go talk to the Browns? Oh, really? Good luck. Would you rather be here or be in Cleveland? Uh-huh. And then Kirk Cousins is sitting here in Atlanta going, man, well, they just let me go. There's so much movement going on. What a day. What a day. Anyway, last night, speaking of movement, Shaquille O'Neal just got a new contract with Turner. They're not paying him that Stephen A. Smith money. I think he's making, I don't know, only $10 to $15 million a year to talk about basketball. But apparently Shaquille O'Neal doesn't watch or cover or keep up with as much basketball as you think. There'd be no way in hell he'd be able to keep up with the NFL with all of these moves that are going on. But last night, during NBA on TNT or whatever the hell they call it on Tuesday, it's not the main show with Barkley and you know, Kenny. There was a segment where they were talking about the Detroit Pistons. And if you know anything about the Pistons, last year they were absolutely terrible. Historically bad. I mean, having the worst winning streak ever in NBA history. They finished with a team record of 14-68. They were coached by a man in Monty Williams who didn't even want to be there. And ultimately, they just flipped the switch in a matter of a year. The players have gotten older. Cade Cunningham is an all-star. He's absolutely amazing, by the way. I saw him in person a few weeks ago. The Pistons are sixth in the East. There's not all that much of a difference when it comes to their roster. Oh, Tobias Harris showed up? Well, they did replace Monty Williams with J.B. Bickerstaff, who was let go by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so there's a difference. The Pistons are now 37-29. And if the playoffs were starting today, they'd be in the sixth spot. They wouldn't even need to go to a play-in. But Shaquille O'Neal, when having a conversation with Candace Parker and Vince Carter and Adam Lefko, Shaq apparently didn't even know who the coach was for the Detroit Pistons. Shaquille O'Neal thought their coach was the last point guard to lead them to a championship like 21 years ago. This is Shaq from last night, the NBA on TNT, saying that Chauncey Billups is the reason that these Pistons have been able to turn things around. Listen to this.
You said something very interesting about Cade Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers, it's a great player. I like the way he's playing. I like what Chauncey is doing. Those guys play hard. My favorite player on that team is Isaiah Stewart. Big body, hard guy. Like to knock people out, push
people
around.
No, I can't let this go. Do you like who's doing it? You said Chauncey?
Chauncey's the coach, right?
Okay.
Portland. No.
Chauncey, he coaches.
Oh, who's the coach?
JB Bickerstaff.
Yeah, Bickerstaff. That's what I mean. Hey, you know, first of all, I don't watch Detroit. How about that, boo-boo? I don't watch him.
So let that go.
I messed up.
I like Chauncey's.
I made a mistake.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not good. And Shaq was on Pat McAfee earlier today. He pretty much said, you know what? I'm not above criticism. And it's like sometimes there's truth in it. So at least he understands, like, bro, you got to do better. And the fact that it's been called out, I thought that initially it was an exaggeration. Oh, there's so many big names, and the big names in the NBA take a dump on the teams, the leagues, and the players. But we have gone past the point of, like, okay, this is too much. Like, at least understand and know what's going on in the league. And I get it. Shaq is a businessman. He's a big personality. That's why they're paying him millions and millions of dollars. But you can do work. You can still work. You can still keep up with what's going on. It's not exactly like the guy calling me from Arkansas last week going, hey, JR, what do you think about the guy? I'm like, man, you see how much I got to keep up with? Like, damn, you only have to think about basketball. You played basketball. You're getting paid to sit on TV and talk about it. Chauncey Billups is coaching the Portland Trailblazers. And he's doing a good job with them as well, given how crappy and young that team is. They're doing better than I'd ever thought they were. And like even Shaquille O'Neal, it was just last week. Matter of fact, earlier this week, before the mistake from last night, Shaq is just like, yeah, man, the Pistons, who cares?
When I hear people say, oh, the NBA is boring, I go, you're watching the same teams. Because if you put on the Detroit Pistons right now.
Oh, stop it. They're boring, too.
Get no. Bro,
four games under 500.
They've won seven in a row.
Whoopee freaking do.
And I don't think they're four games under 500.
All right, what are they?
I'm going to look it up right now. And if you're right, I'm going to be pissed. They're six games over 500. They've won seven in a row. Cade Cunningham is balling.
You want to brag about a team that's 32-26?
Oh, now. See how he moved the goalposts?
Yeah, stop it.
They were 10 games better than he thought.
That's still, not success.
They need to be 70-4.
40-20. We talked about it.
So we can only talk about three teams?
Bro, Detroit Pistons ain't winning no championship. Stop it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, we get that. But it's about how bad they were last year and how good they are this year. He didn't know their record. He didn't know if they were good, didn't know if they were bad, didn't know who the hell their head coach was. Like, it was all fun and games when they would play the game of who he played for and ask Charles Barkley. I get it. You're asking about the 15th guy on a bench and Garrett Temple. Hickey, where's Garrett Temple play right now?
The Hornets?
I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows, which makes that funny. But when you're talking about a team that's a young squad with a growing all-star and on a run right now, like that's just something you should know. And so I think like the gag is played out. It's old. It's not a joke anymore. It's not funny. Like, have a cursory understanding of what the biggest storylines are in the league. And I get it. Shaq got a Krispy Kreme, what are they? Hickey, is it called a restaurant? I don't know what it is. What do you call a place that sells donuts? Is it a bakery? I don't know.
Yeah, but Krispy Kreme's not really a bakery because they do one thing. I think I would say restaurant.
A Krispy Kreme restaurant. How about here's a simple way out of
sounds
this.
That's fancy.
He has a Krispy Kreme location. Hickey, I can run in this. I can get in my, forget running. I can get in my car. I can drive to Shaq's Krispy Kreme location. I can drive to his Papa John's, and I could go past the studio and just make a circle in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
This guy is DJing. He's opening up chicken restaurants and selling pizza, and he's selling car insurance. And
the General.
Yeah, the General. He's selling insurance.
Not Icy available. Hot.
Not available in all states, though, Hickey, okay? Remember that.
Oh, I forgot. It's a shame on me.
The General, yeah. It's like three states where they will not sell you insurance.
Oh,
I wonder why.
Interesting. She named them or no?
Maybe. I think I can. I'll look it up and provide that information. Hey, I'll help sell the insurance. I'll tell people on the other side of the break where you cannot get it. I got a lot of people listening in their vehicles right now. Icy Hot, doesn't he sell printers too?
I haven't seen any printer commercials, so I don't know about that one.
People don't use printers anymore, right?
Also true, so maybe not. Or maybe he used to, I should say.
Used to sell printers. Oh, he has candy in Times Square. I saw him selling candy in Times Square.
Candy?
Yep.
He really is a yes man, huh?
He is. They got his face on like Airheads or something. He's creative this or that for Reebok or something, right? He got stake in Reebok now. I mean,
probably authentic, better off what he doesn't do at this point, right?
Authentic brands. He DJs. Hickey, this past Saturday, he was here in Atlanta. He's a sheriff in one of the outskirt counties.
But is that like one of those like pretend sheriffs, or is he actually on duty strolling around?
You saying he's like that 13-year-old kid who's a member of the Secret Service now?
I'm not stating that. I'm more asking a question of the legitimacy of the sheriff badge.
How did he get it?
Wasn't he a sheriff in like Florida?
Yes, if you're a sheriff in one place, can you be a sheriff everywhere?
I don't know. I mean, if you're...
It's like any five-year-old kid. If you put a cowboy hat and a badge on him, he's a sheriff now, right?
I guess that's what it sounds like, the adult version of that.
The 7-foot-1 version of a sheriff. Anywhere he has a badge and a hat, he's the sheriff. I'll ask Kiki. I'll look into that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is why he doesn't know that Chauncey Billups isn't coaching the Pistons. This is why he doesn't know. He's busy. Shaquille O'Neal out here fighting crime. Saving the day with his little cowboy hat and badge. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to find out where the general doesn't sell insurance. And then I'm going to tell you about a 49er who might be leaving. Everybody else is leaving. We'll get into it. Don't move.